Nebraska real estate headlines. Nebraska agent commission rates. What Calibri Real Estate reveals about earnings by city. Calibri Real Estate published a breakdown of average real estate commission rates and city-specific earnings data for agents across Nebraska. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps any agents evaluate their competitive position and income potential in their specific markets. Review the commission breakdowns by city to assess how your earnings compare across Nebraska markets. Nebraska real estate headlines. Nebraska Deeds Online, digital access to any property records. Nebraska Deeds Online is a web-based platform providing digital access to property deed records in Nebraska. Real estate professionals in any can streamline title research and due diligence without visiting county offices in person. Bookmark /NebraskaDeedsOnline.us/ for faster deed lookups on your next any transaction. Nebraska real estate headlines. Nebraska Taxes Online, new digital tool for property tax payments. Property owners and real estate professionals can now search and pay Nebraska property taxes through a dedicated online portal. Streamlined online tax payments help any real estate professionals expedite transactions, verify tax statuses faster, and better serve clients during closings. /NebraskaTaxesOnline.us/ for quick property tax lookups and payments. Nebraska real estate headlines. Omaha commission rates edge near 6% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.84% is the average real estate commission rate in Nebraska. Nebraska agents should understand current local commission benchmarks to remain competitive and transparent with clients. Review how Omaha commission structures work and explore strategies to help clients save on realtor fees. HEListWithClever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate-Nebraska-Omaha/. Nebraska real estate headlines. Nebraska commission rates edge above national average. 2026 survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Nebraska is 5.84%, slightly higher than the national average of 5.70%. Nebraska real estate professionals should note that local commission rates are tracking above the national benchmark, which may inform competitive positioning and client conversations. Review the full survey data at the source URL to benchmark your own commission structure against the state average. Nebraska real estate updates. Cass County Assessor Office, any property valuation resource for real estate pros. The Cass County Assessor's Office, led by Sasha Fry, is dedicated to establishing fair and equitable property assessments. Accurate property assessments from the Cass County Assessor directly impact valuations, tax obligations, and transaction outcomes for any real estate professionals and their clients. Bookmark the Cass County Assessor site for current assessment data and appeal deadlines. Nebraska Real Estate Updates. Any County Assessor's Directory. Updated. Streamline your parcel research. The Nebraska Department of Revenue has published a complete listing of County Assessor addresses available in PDF and Excel formats alongside its parcel search tool. Real estate professionals across NE rely on accurate assessor contact information and parcel data to verify property valuations, research comparable sales, and support transactions. Download the updated assessor directory and access parcel search tools at epfrevenue.nebraska.gov/p/county-assessors- and parcel search. Nebraska Real Estate Updates. Nebraska County Assessor GIS Portal now available via nebraskamap.gov. The state provides a central landing page with links to County Assessor GIS systems, though individual sites are run by third-party vendors. Real estate professionals in NE rely on County Assessor GIS data for property boundaries, valuations, and due diligence across jurisdictions. Bookmark 8/w.nebraskamap.gov/pages-county-assessor-GIS for quick access to county-level GIS resources and contact the respective vendor directly for technical issues. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most any jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context: how redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some NE jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context: the four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.